Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, a king and queen ruled over a distant land. The queen was very kind and lovely, and all the people of the realm adored her. The only sadness in the queen's life was that she wished for a child, but did not have one. One winter's day, the queen was sitting near an ebony window and knitting woolen clothes. Suddenly, a beautiful snowbird sat on the window, startling the queen. The bird distracted the queen's attention, and she pricked her finger. A drop of blood fell down on the snow outside her window. As she looked at the blood fall on the snow outside her window, it turned into a baby-like face. She was surprised and said to God, "Oh, Snow God, I wish that I had a daughter that had skin as white as snow, lips as red as blood, and hair as black as ebony." Soon after that, the queen became pregnant, but at the same time she fell sick. Many doctors tried to cure her, but she did not recover.
"Oh dear, don't worry. You will be all right soon. Please don't lose hope. Trust in God. Our dream of having a baby is about to be fulfilled."
"Yes, my dear. I'm hoping for the best. The snow god has blessed us. Nothing can go wrong." Soon the spring blossomed. The flowers bloomed everywhere as they are preparing for the baby coming. As the days were drawing near, the queen became more and more sick. It was a bright morning. The sun was shining like it had to melt the entire winter snow that day. The queen gave birth to a beautiful baby girl who had skin white as snow, lips red as blood, and hair as black as ebony.
"My queen, you have given me the most precious gift ever. Please tell me what you want. I will fulfill your every wish."
"Thank you, dear. But now I don't think I can spend time with my little baby."
"Oh, dear."
"You are as white as snow. I name you Snow White. Promise me, Your Majesty, you will always take care of my daughter. And promise me that you will get married again and never be sad in life without me."
"I will always take care of her at any cost, my dear."
"Don't cry, my king. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye."
"Oh, my darling, please don't leave me alone."
For a few years, the king was very sad about the queen's untimely death. He himself took care of Snow White, but most of the time the king was busy in the kingdom working. He realized that his daughter needed a loving mother for upbringing, so he decided to marry again. The new queen was very beautiful, but more than that, she was very arrogant and a cruel woman. She had studied dark magic, and with that she controlled the king. She also owned a magic mirror that predicts and tells the truth whenever and whatever she wants to know.
"My dear mirror, oh mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of all?"
"Oh, my queen, you are the fairest of all."
"Oh, really? Thank you so much. You are a genius."
As the time passed by, Snow White became prettier, fairer than ever before. She became the most beautiful girl in all the kingdoms. The stepmother started to feel jealous about her beauty.
"Mirror, oh mirror on the wall, who's the fairest in the world?"
"You, my queen, are fair and beautiful, it is true. But Snow White is even fairer than you."
"How dare you talk like this? You're nonsense."
"Apologies, I am only made to speak the truth, my lady."
The queen flew into a rage and called her huntsman.
"Take that Snow White into the woods and kill her, and bring me her heart as proof."
"Yes, my lady."
The queen asked Snow White to go into the woods and bring back some magical flowers that will make her even more beautiful in the world.
The poor huntsman took Snow White into the forest, but found himself unable to kill the girl.
Oh, pretty princess. Your stepmother ordered me to kill you. But I can't kill a beautiful and kind soul like you. Run away, as far as possible, and never turn back to the castle again.
Oh, kind man. My mother will punish you if you do not kill me.
I will tackle her somehow. But now, you, go!
Snow White ran as fast as she could. Huntsman hunts a wild boar and presented its heart to the queen.
Now I'm the fairest of all.
Snow White was alone in the great dark forest, and she did not know what to do and where to go. The trees seemed to whisper to each other, scaring Snow White, who began to run. She ran over sharp stones and through thorns, and just as the evening was about to fall, some little birds gathered around her and started to pull her scarf. She realized that they wanted to show her something. She started to follow the birds. Suddenly, she saw a strange little house and went inside for shelter with the birds. Inside the house, everything was small but tidy. There was a little table with a tidy white tablecloth and seven little plates with food on it. Against the wall, there were seven little beds, all in a row and covered with quilts. Snow White was so hungry. She ate a few vegetables and a little bread from each little plate, and from each little cup she drank a little bit of milk. She was exhausted after wandering the forest, so she lay down in one of the little beds and fell fast asleep. After the dark, the owners of the house, the seven dwarfs, returned home. They mined for gold in the mountains. The birds tried to wake up Snow White, but she was in a deep sleep. As soon as they arrived home, they saw someone had been there.
Who has been sitting in my chair?
Who has been eating from my plate?
Who has been eating my bread?
Who has been eating my vegetables?
Who has been using my fork?
Who has been drinking from my cup?
But the seventh one, looking at his bed, found a beautiful girl lying there asleep.
Someone is sleeping in my bed.
The seven dwarfs all came running up to the bed.
Oh, good heaven. This girl is so beautiful.
Shh, let her sleep. Keep quiet.
They all fell fast asleep, surrounding her bed. The next morning, Snow White woke up, and when she saw the seven dwarfs, she was frightened. The dwarfs woke up, hearing her shouting.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. We are the dwarves. You are in our house. What is your name?
My name is Snow White.
How did you find your way to our house?
Snow White told them about her whole story. The dwarfs spoke with each other for a while and then said,
If you will look after our house for us,
and cook,
make beds,
wash, sew, and knit,
and keep everything clean and orderly,
then you can stay with us,
and you shall have everything that you want.
Yes, with all my heart.
So Snow White lived happily with the dwarfs. Every morning, dwarfs went into the mountains looking for gold, and in the evening, when they came back home, Snow White had their meal ready and their house tidy. During the day, the girl was alone, except for the small birds and animals of the forest that she often played with.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in the world is fairest of all?
You, my queen, are very fair, it is true. But Snow White beyond the mountains with the seven dwarfs is still a thousand times fairer than you.
No!
That white girl is still alive. The huntsman has fooled me. I'll teach him a lesson later. But for now, I have to kill the Snow White. But how? How? Tell me how!
She realized that she had broken the mirror in anger. The queen thought and thought and thought again. How could she get rid of Snow White? At last, she thought of something. She went into her most secret room. No one else was allowed inside. There, she made a poisonous apple. The apple had been made so artfully that though it was poisonous,
It looked beautiful and fresh from the outside. Then with her magic, she disguised herself as an old peddler woman. She traveled to the dwarf's house beyond the mountains and knocked on the door. Snow White put her head out of the window.
Who are you, old lady? What can I do for you?
Open the door, beautiful girl. I am very poor. I want to give you some apples, to beg for some bread for my dying husband.
I must not let anyone in. The seven dwarfs have forbidden me to do so.
That's all right with me. Here, I'll offer you one of these fresh and delicious apples in return of a piece of the bread loaf, dear.
When Snow White saw the beautiful and shining apples, she could not resist to have it. She went into the kitchen and brought a big loaf of bread freshly made for the seven dwarfs' meal. She gave it to the old lady and took the apples in return for the dwarfs' meal. She barely had a bite in her mouth when she fell on the ground, dead. The wicked queen transformed into her real self.
White as snow, red as blood, black as ebony wood. The seven dwarfs shall never, ever awaken you.
She immediately ran back to the palace and stood in front of a broken piece of mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who in this land is fairest of all?
The mirror finally answered, as she was wishing.
You, my queen, you are the fairest of all.
When the dwarfs came home in the evening, they found Snow White lying on the ground. She was not breathing at all. She was dead. They lifted her up and looked at her longingly. They talked to her, shook her, and wept over her. But nothing helped. The dear child was dead, and she remained dead. They laid her on a bed of straw, and all seven sat next to her and mourned for her and cried for 3 days. They were going to bury her, but she still looked as fresh as a living person and still had her beautiful red cheeks.
We cannot bury her in the black earth. She should remain white, spotless, as she still is.
They made a transparent glass coffin so she could be seen from all sides. They laid her inside and wrote with golden letters in the box, "Here lies the Princess Snow White." Then they put the coffin outside on the mountain snow. The animals and the birds came too and mourned for Snow White. At the same time, a prince entered into the same mountain area to hunt. He saw the crowd of dwarfs and animals around the glass case. The prince wondered what in the world would be in the case that attracted so many pretty animals. The prince went near and read what was written on it with golden letters. He thought this was the same girl whom he had always dreamed of. Then he saw the dwarfs nearby.
Let me have the coffin. I will give you anything to have this pretty girl.
We will not sell it for all the gold in the world.
Please give it to me. I cannot live without being able to see her. I will die if you won't allow me to take her.
Are you crazy? What will you do with this dead body?
I will honor her and build a monument near my palace to rest her soul in peace.
The good dwarfs felt pity for him and accepted his demand. The prince had his servants carry it away on their shoulders. But then it happened that one of them stumbled while picking the coffin, and this dislodged the piece of poisoned apple that she had bitten off. The prince immediately ran and caught the coffin. He put her under a tree and gazed at her. She was still looking pretty, as she was alive. The prince kissed her on the forehead. As soon as he kissed Snow White, she opened her eyes. Snow White sat up and was alive again.
Good heavens, where am I?
You are with me. I am a prince.
And the prince told her what had happened.
Oh my God! You decided to keep me even if I was dead? But why?
You are the only girl in my dreams. I love you more than anything else in the world. Come with me to my castle. Will you marry me and be my queen?
Yes, my charming prince. But I want to see my father first. I wish that he would bless our marriage.
But I heard that your father is lost somewhere and hasn't come back to the kingdom for a long time.
This must be a trick of my wicked stepmother. Please do something so that we can find him.
Okay, let's go to the palace and search for him.
So the prince decided to search for her lost father. He conquered her kingdom against the wicked queen. In the castle, they discovered the queen's secret room and found Snow White's father in a secret prison, and they released him. On the other hand, when the queen saw the king released from prison, in the terror of the king and others, the queen ran out of the kingdom and never ever was seen ever again. The king announced the marriage of her daughter in the palace court. Snow White got married with a grand celebration and splendor. Everyone lived happily ever after.